Our Week 7 Locker Room Chats here begin with the Valley Falls girls head coach, Chan Bedhouten. This Locker Room Chat here is brought to you by The Elevator and Heinen Outdoor Power Equipment. It's been three games last time we spoke, Coach, with two games coming out of the Jefferson County North Tournament. A victory over the NEK Nighthawks, a big win 37-28. Lost to JCM, but then a bounce back against the Jackson Heights Cobras 39-26, getting win number 6 of the year and win number 3 in the Northeast Kansas League. Two big wins last time we talked, Coach. Tell me about these last three games for you and your team.
Oh, the matchups were great. The girls competed all three games, getting more consistent on finishing games out. Last night was huge. They played four complete quarters and finished the night out strong. No letdowns.
And going into these three games, I mean, two of those games coming away with victories, including the win in the Northeast Kansas League against the Jackson Heights Cobras. I mean, trying to continue to stay in the win column this season, of course, staying in the positive side of the Northeast Kansas League, already above 500, 3-2. How do you kind of continue to replicate some of that good quality play with both those wins, you know, coming against Nighthawks and Jackson Heights, second part of the season?
Continue to practice hard every day. Keep putting in work and improving from day to day. The girls don't quit. They work hard every day, and you can see the improvement from game to game, and I believe they can do that from now till the end of the year.
And looking earlier this week against the win over the Jackson Heights Cobras, I mean, led by Callie DeLong in points with 13, also an assist with 5. When you go through some other numbers there in that matchup, Brecken Moore, she contributed with 6 points, 6 boards, 6 steals to lead the team. I mean, it really kind of go over this team. You got a lot of players that can play at a high level. I mean, kind of what are you expecting here from a lot of these players going into the second part of the season?
I expect them to keep getting better. Brecken's a sophomore. Callie, like I said a couple weeks ago, she was in a slump. She's starting to find her way out. And hopefully we'll get Chloe back, and then the minutes we're getting off the bench is huge. And if they keep going the way they are, I believe they'll all continue to score more as we go on.
Upcoming here, chances to get some more wins on this season with Horton coming up, and then next week against the Pleasant Ridge Rams. What are some keys in these upcoming Northeast Kansas League matchups?
Show up and compete every night at the level we're capable of and not go back to what we do from years previous. They just got to stay consistent and continue to get better each day.
Well, Coach, I appreciate your time here for joining us for week number 7 of our Locker Room Chats. Again, here on 3.9 at KNZA. Coach, thank you for your time.
Thank you. I appreciate you, Crendon.
This has been the Valley Falls Locker Room Chat, again brought to you by The Elevator and Heinen Outdoor Power Equipment. Upcoming, it's Horton and Pleasant Ridge for the Valley Falls Dragons. And upcoming next, we'll talk to head coach Caleb Gatzmeier of the Valley Falls Dragon Boys.